In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Welcome along to the Rugby League podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Mark Walton is on holiday this week. He's away in Ireland watching racing. And we haven't got Mark Wilson either. Richard Shaw Wright has ably stepped in, though. Rugby League presenter and commentator. Mark, Richard, is playing golf with Scully. And it's a good excuse for a Rugby League crowd, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, it's not a bad one. He seems to be playing more and more golf with Scully these days. I worry about their relationship, but always nice to have an opportunity to talk Rugby League.
Yeah, indeed. And it's getting closer and closer, of course, till we get to the business end of the season, both in the Super 8s and the qualifiers. We're concentrating on the Super League table at the moment. First game we're going to have a look at is Cass Tigers versus St Helens. 2-1 Cass at home. The draw 18-1. Saints 2-5. That means on the handicap, if you're a handicap player, it's an 8-point start for Cass at home. 4 points separate these two sides. Cass, you know, as we've said many times in this podcast, have kind of been the surprise team this season. No longer a surprise, though, Rich. That you know they've earned the right to be where they are, and they're still going strong.
Yeah, I think the defeat last week at Huddersfield has probably ended their chances of making it into the top four and the playoffs. I mean, there's still three rounds left. If they win tonight against St Helens, there's still a very good chance they can make it. But you look at the handicap and the prices tonight, and the compilers don't think they will. I think if you ask Castlewood fans at the start of the season, after their great 2014, would they be happy finishing fifth? They probably would. Bit of disappointment that they're not going to make the top four, perhaps, but overall they've had another very good season. You can say in reply to that, Saints have probably been disappointed with the way they've performed. Certainly up until last week, they had those four defeats in a row, and then the victory at Leeds last week has just got them back on track, and looks like they will secure their place in the top four.
Yeah, and I suppose it's like you say, it's a last ditch for Cass here. Anything can happen there, can't it? But do you, I mean, with Wilkin back, do you think Saints, if they do win, can cover that as well? Do you think they'll win by more than eight?
I think there's a good chance of that. I mean, I know last time they played back in June, cracking finish, Castlewood winning with the last kick of the game, Ben Roberts dropped goal 25-24. But I think that was at the end of a very, very long winning streak for St Helens. I think it's something like 12, 13 games in a row, maybe even more. You look at the record in Super League between these two teams, Castlewood only won 5 of, I think it's 41 meetings or 40 meetings, so St Helens, yes, they've been a great team over the years, but they've definitely in recent years dominated Castleford week in, week out. I think that they know Castleford without Michael Shenton, I think, tonight, another former Saint, but he's been in superb form for Cass this season. I think Saints have got too much. 8 seems about right. I'd probably take them on the 1-12. In fact, the headline off of Saints by 1-10 points, 11-4, seems a very fair price as well. I think it'll be an entertaining game, high scoring game, but I think Saints will win in the end.
Let's move on to Wigan versus Hull FC. Wigan are 1-50 on the outright prices, the 80 minutes. 33-1 the draw, and Hull are 12-1. That means this is a kind of a Challenge Cup type handicap here in the early rounds. Wigan minus 32 at the start of this match. Hull, of course, bottom of the table in the Super 8s with 24 points, joint with Catalan Dragons. Come up against this Wigan side. They've now got the best defensive record in the table, and they're coming up against a team in Hull who were just shipping too many points. 46 against Warrington last week. I was reading on one website or other, Rich, that Wigan have averaged 5 tries a game against Hull in the last 5 against them. So could be time to look at some try scorers and maybe some of the headline offers when they're available.
Yeah, I certainly think this will be, the prices suggest only a very comfortable Wigan win. Lee Radford, the Hull coach, has said he's going to put out some youngsters in this game. And you look at the try-scorer list for Hull FC, some of the names down at the bottom, Dean Hadley, Jack Downs, Masimbasi Matongo, Ross Osborne, players who, you know, if they've made a handful of appearances, I don't think I've seen them on the team sheet before. Jansen Turgut's a good player. He's in there at 9-2, but very much an experimental Hull FC lineup. Don't see the point, to be honest, because knowing Hull FC, as Rugby League fans will do, they may give all this youth a chance this year, but come next year, the team will still be packed full of old, decrepit players after one last payday or Aussies who aren't good enough. But that's enough about Hull. We tip them to finish bottom of the top 8, and they're going to do that. Wigan Look, you know, if we look on paper at who's going to meet at Old Trafford, you would think it should be a Leeds-Wigan final, depending on how the teams fall in the plasma. It should be Leeds top and Wigan second. Prices for their try scorers, you're going down to George Williams and John Bateman to get anything around even money. But, you know, Joel Tompkins at 5-6 had a very good season. Matty Smith, if you're a fan of players scoring on milestones, I think it's his 100th appearance tomorrow for Wigan, should he play. So he's in there in the betting at 7-4 to score any time. And again, we're talking about a team here who are playing against a lot of youngsters who obviously are going to want to impress Lee Radford, want to impress him to try and get in the team for next season. But, you know, look at Ben Flower, obviously made plenty of headlines last year in the grand final. He's 11-4 to score any time. He scored the first try, I think it was, against Catalans last week down at the Den. 25-1 for him to score the first try. You may as well throw a few darts and a few of those big prices in this one, because I think, you know, but 30 is a lot of points on the handicap. I'm not sure whether I'd want to back that, because we are talking about a Super League side in Hull, but it's going to be a comfortable win. I think if I was going to look at something a little bit different, I'd look at the home team winning margins. And again, let's throw a dart at, say, Wigan to win by 21 to 25 points at 6-1. I think 30 is a lot. I'm not saying they can't cover it, but I'd rather just go that little bit lower. And for a bigger price, just to get that little extra reward, should we come off.
Yeah, understandable. I suppose the other thing I was looking at is those, when you get big handicaps and you're worried about maybe a team slowing down in the second half, maybe look at the half handicaps. Just looking at, you know, Hull, for instance, against Warrington, they conceded 22 in the first half and then 24 in the second, and scoring only 6 in the first half. Against Leeds, they were doing well in the first half and capitulated a bit in the second. So it might be worth having a look at those half-time handicaps, try and find some value. Catalan versus Leeds is the third of the four matches this weekend. Catalan are 9-4. The draw is 20-1. Leeds 3-1 on. So Catalan starting at home with an 8-point start in this one. Leeds have had a really good record against Catalan Dragons recently. They won both previous encounters this season. It's 4 wins from the last 5. Leeds, I guess, you know, just trying to keep Wigan down into second place and making sure they finish the season strongly, because we're starting to make, you know, make some moves and starting to peak at the right time. I suppose Leeds just need to make sure they maintain their form. Could you see this being a high scorer?
Yeah, I think it should be in the south of France. I think we're going to look at the players who were missing for Leeds last week, the likes of Zach Hardacre back in the team, having a rest after the victory at Wembley. And that's one thing that their coach, Brian McDermott, has said. You know, no one came out and said last year, but after they won at Wembley for the first time in a dog's age, it was all about, you know, they really dropped off in intensity. I think the emotion of the occasion and the achievement got to them, and Leeds in the playoffs were, you know, not the Leeds side we've seen year in, year out. This year, yes, they lost last week against St Helens. That happens. They rested a few players. I think they know, with the likes of Jamie Peacock and Kerwin Sinfield retiring and all these stories, they've never won the double. No team has won the treble of the League Leaders Shield, Challenge Cup and the Super League Grand Final since 2006, when Saints did it, so they'd love to do that in their last season. And the Catalan Dragons, nothing to play for. Well, it does make them a dangerous side, but, you know, they're easily beaten by Wigan last week down at Millwall. Lost at Huddersfield a couple of weeks before that. Their home record is fantastic. You know, beat St Helens, beat Castleford the last couple of games. They were brilliant at the start of that game against Castleford as well, really bullied them out of the game. I think the Leeds Rhinos side we'll see is more akin to that we saw win at Wembley, which was one of the most complete team performances you'll see in a while. I think 8 is a fair handicap. I always worry, because last time I was on the podcast talking about Catalan Dragons, it was that game against Saints, and I thought Saints were a great price to win there. But again, the Catalans bullied them out of it. I don't think Leeds forwards will be bullied out of this game down in the south of France. And I think 8 it is a fair handicap on the Rhinos. Again, you're looking where the try scorers of likes of Zach Hardacre, who's just been announced as the Super League Player of the Month. I think Ryan Hall's playing on one of his landmark occasions for, yeah, it's his 250th appearance if he plays for Leeds this weekend. He'll be short, but it should be a Leeds win. I think they'll want to bounce back from that defeat against St Helens. And as you say, get that momentum back, get that League Leaders Shield secured, although it's not the most important thing. We've got a big game against Castle for next Thursday, and just get things back on track, ready for the playoffs.
Final match of the weekend is Huddersfield versus Warrington. Huddersfield 2-1 on, sitting in third place in the Super 8s table. The draw 18-1, Warrington 13-8. That means Warrington have a 6-point start beginning this game. You look at their away form against the teams in this table right now, and it's not been a great season, as we know. They beat Hull way back when, 7-6 right at the start of the season. Did win at Leeds, to be fair. More recently, they had the 44-6 win over Castleford, but they haven't been in great nick at all season. The morale will have been boosted by the 46-16 win over Hull FC last weekend. There's been some suggestion, Richard, and I tend to do this every year, almost blindly, by saying that Huddersfield are great until it matters. Is there a chance here that Warrington plus six is a bet with nothing to play for? They're obviously got no chance of progressing. Huddersfield looking to just keep Saints and maybe Cass at bay if Cass were to get a shock result. But is there any chance here for Warrington with a start to turn it on?
I think with six, I'd rather be with the Giants, to be honest. As you say, Warrington with nothing to play for. But I think Huddersfield this season, I know they had that defeat at Wigan a couple of weeks ago. That was the first one, the only one of their last six games. They've been playing very, very well, especially at the John Smith Stadium. And I think when we look at this now, it's almost as if Paul Anderson, their coach, has got them peaking at the right time. Everyone used to accuse Leeds Rhinos of doing this. We know they won the grand final from fifth, or whatever it was a few years back, because they knew when to get their performances bang on track. And I think maybe the experience of the last few years, winning the League Leaders' Shield, then blowing up in the playoffs as they did last year as well, I think Huddersfield, maybe the time is right for them. They've got a very good team ethic. The coach obviously has a great plan. They've got the best kicker in the Northern Hemisphere in Danny Brough. And I think this Warrington side, as you say, extremely disappointing all season. You know, we're talking about Huddersfield side. Jermaine McGilvery's been given no word. Maybe he should be in the England squad with his performances in the last few weeks. And yes, they took advantage of Mike McMeekin's simbining last week against Castleford, but they looked very, very good going forward in that one. I think they'll do the same again. You know, if anything, I may be tempted by going for one of the outlandish alternative handicaps on this, something like -14 at 2-1. I think Huddersfield might absolutely smash Warrington off the park. I really don't understand where it's gone wrong for Warrington this year, in the fact that they've got so many big name players, so many superstars, and yet as a team they have not performed at all. So I think Huddersfield, with the teamwork, with the coach Paul Anderson, with Danny Brough, with McGilvery, with Murphy, with all these players who are seemingly peaking at the right time for the first time in a long time. I'm not saying they're going to win the grand final. They could cause an upset in the semis. But Huddersfield, I think -6 is possibly the handicap bet of the weekend. But as someone who wants a bit of danger, I'll take the 13-plus points at 13-8 on the dozen winning margins, or maybe for that extra little bit, -14 at 2-1.
We like a little bit of danger when we're having a bet, as long as we're doing it responsibly, of course.
Of course.
Is the one that stands out to you, Rich? I'm kind of guessing that is the one that stands out to you, that last one that you mentioned.
I think now I've seen the handicap, certainly I'd be very, very tempting with Huddersfield. I just don't rate Warrington at all this season. I think there's always that danger with Saints at Castleford, and it's the last home game in front of their great supporters at that tight ground down at the Jungle, that you know, they could always cause a bit of bother for Saints. Wigan, as we've been speaking, the handicap's gone from 30 to 32. So that's even,
it's only going one way, that, isn't it, you'd think?
Yeah. Leeds -8 against Catalans again. They're always dangerous at home. So I think it just stands out. You've got an informed team against, yes, they beat Hull last week, but they beat Hull. So I think Huddersfield -6, fingers crossed, that's the nap selection this weekend in the Super League, certainly.
Richard, thanks very much for your time, and thanks for stepping in for Mr. Showbiz, Mark Wilson, who's currently on the 9th hole against Scoey. And they've only had 2 arguments in that first 9, which is good. Not arguments about anything other than just rugby league, oh. I'm talking about. So thanks very much, mate, and we'll speak to you very soon.
No problem.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.